Welcome to the Big Picture Social Emotional Learning Podcast. My name is Nini White. This podcast is about bringing together for you the full range of elements and influences that impact children's social, emotional, and life skills development. And I think you will see that when I say the full range of elements, I mean what isn't necessarily always considered when people are talking about social emotional learning. I hope you'll appreciate this very special episode devoted to the deeply important topic of gratitude. Pretty much all of us appreciate that Mr. Rogers related to young children in ways that were truly, genuinely, unquestionably meaningful to kids. Children's innate, natural-born radar for what is true, what is real, was never a stumbling block for Mr. Rogers, because connecting with children, with their hearts, with their spirits, was as natural to him as breathing. Because truly he saw each child he met, saw how to be with each child, how to be with them so they felt the truth of their own unique significance, of their own unique mattering. Mr. Rogers was profoundly, uncommonly respectful of young children. And one of those ways was in what he calls graceful receiving. Because this is November, the time of the year in the United States when we celebrate Thanksgiving, I'm hoping that you'll appreciate these words from the good and very pure heart of Fred Rogers about the gentle art of graceful receiving.
I know that when I walk out of the studio someday and there is a child who has Down syndrome, right, for instance, and that child comes up and gives me a hug, I know that that's the field that I want to be growing in, because I see that people who are not the fancy people in this world are the ones who seem to nourish my soul. And I want to learn how to be the best receiver that I can ever be, because I think graceful receiving is one of the most wonderful gifts we can give anybody. If we receive what somebody gives us in a graceful way, we've given that person, I think, a wonderful gift.
With these few words and with his living example, he shares some of the highest wisdom we need to live as an example for our students' social-emotional learning. Because in alignment with the golden rule, who of us would not like to be received the way he intended to receive all people, whatever their age? And who amongst us doesn't know what a challenge it is to truly receive others for exactly who they are? I have worked on that challenge all of my adult life, and I am fully aware of what a major challenge it is. But when I do manage to catch myself in judgment mode, and I manage to open up and just be with a child or a relative or a peer without judgment, with simple and graceful receiving, the way that shift in my mind affects others is hugely rewarding. Yet, in all honesty, I am the one who is the greatest beneficiary. It's like 1,000 pounds have been lifted from me because I am the one who has freed up my mind and the limiting preconceptions so that I can really hear or really see the children and the others in my world. Of course, even the challenging people, of course, but it's just I'm so much more able to be appropriately responsive in all situations when I am genuinely receiving situations and people as they are. Of course, really receiving people, receiving them for who they are, exactly who they are, is not something we do so much as something we don't do, something we step aside and let be, And it's not so much an emotional response as it is a choice we make. We can choose to receive each child, each other, or we can choose to not receive each child, each other, to take each other for granted, or to not take each other for granted. And I hope you won't think of this episode as a lecture, but much more as a reminder, because with life as intense as it is, with all of our energy required to deal with all that we're dealing with, we all need reminders. Me, most definitely. And maybe a reminder, too, about an unfortunate distortion of graceful receiving, false enthusiasm, or forced expressions of positivity and appreciation. Mistakes in the right direction, perhaps, but definitely, definitely mistakes, because kids know what's real and they know what's not real. Even if they don't consciously know that they know, they do know, and we all know that they do know. And the most respectful way that we can treat children is to acknowledge that fact about their innocent intelligence and their natural-born wisdom by being fully present with them, so that their innate intelligence and wisdom can gain a stronghold in their earliest years so that it can flourish throughout their lives. Mr. Rogers spoke a lot about that, too.
The most important thing is that we're able to be one-to-one, you and I, with each other at the moment. If we can be present to the moment with the person that we happen to be with at the moment, that's what's important.
What an inspiration he was, with his full-hearted and fully genuine example that can help shine a light for all of us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for caring about what I love to share with you. I love learning what matters to you in your work with children. So I hope that you'll check out this podcast's Facebook page, which is very cleverly called the Big Picture Social Emotional Learning Podcast page. It's where all of us can connect around the ideas presented on this podcast and any other ideas you'd like to bring up and we could all share as a community. I really hope to see you there soon.